Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 25. Isaiah 43, verse 25. The Bible says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Let's pray this morning. Father, we love you. Lord, this is a very simple lesson this morning, but God, I pray that it would just give us a mental picture of what you have done with our lives, Lord, and how we can still be vessels that can be used by you. And Lord, how you remember our sins no more. And Lord, I pray that you just help us this morning. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Blotting out the sin. Okay, we're going to look at that thought this morning is, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sin. Let's look at a few other verses. The next chapter, chapter 44, verse number 22. Look at that verse with me if you would. Bible says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter number 50. I know we're going into Jeremiah, but that's okay. Jeremiah chapter number 50. Verse number 20. Bible says, in those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. You know, folks, I just want to give you this thought this morning, is that, you know, there's all kinds of people in here this morning, okay? There's people that, you know, I've lived in a Christian home my whole life. I grew up. You know, as everybody says, 9 months before I was born, I was in church. And I've been blessed in that regard. But there are people that have not lived that way. And I think sometimes people look at their lives and they think, well, God can't use me because of something in my past. Okay? And there's two ways to look at this, and I want to go through both of these. Okay? There are some things in life that you make choices, okay? You make the choices, I make the choices, and because of the choices that we make, we have to reap the consequences of those choices, okay? And I think that's an interesting thing when God says he blotted out, and we're going to look at that. I want to show you that this morning, okay? But it's an interesting concept there is, you know, yes, there are times that, you know, you have to pay the consequences for your sin. And there are certain things that you do in life that will eliminate you from doing certain things for God. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that... Now, listen, I'm not saying that you can't be used by God. I'm saying that there are certain things in life that God cannot use you for. Because he must have a special vessel for that. Okay? Now, this may be disgusting, okay? But I can go back there and clean the toilet and get it really sanitary, okay? And really clean. But how many of you would then, I'd say, okay, the toilet's clean. Now you can go back and get you a cup of water out of it and drink it. I cleaned it. But it's eliminated, just the use of it eliminated it from being used for a particular purpose. The same water that comes into this building through that water fountain is the same water that went into that toilet. It's the same water. There's no difference in the water. But it's the vessel that was used that the water now goes through that eliminates it from... You'll drink out of the water fountain, but you won't drink out of the toilet. Does that make sense? So there are some things in life that we do that eliminates us from doing certain things for God. Okay? But that doesn't mean that, aren't you all thankful for the toilet? Okay? I am. I'm glad we don't have an outhouse out here that, you know, like they used to have at Wilford, okay? You know, a coffee can with a toilet paper inside, and I'm thankful, okay? But there are certain things in life that we do that eliminates us from being used in certain capacities, okay? Now, you have to understand that. It's interesting, and the reason I did that this morning, I want to show you something. You know, we've all got sin in our lives. I've got sin in my life. You've got sin in your life. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's all of us. Okay? Now, should we live our lives to the best of our ability and live it to serve God and live it to honor God? Yes. Now, I've used this illustration in two different ways. And I think both ways, I don't think God looks down and says, well, that's heresy. I've used this illustration in two different ways in children's church. Okay? And I think, I don't know how God sees it. I don't have the mind of God. We go to the Bible, and I think we can see some of what God thinks about certain things. But we don't know for sure how God sees certain things in heaven. Okay? But let's say pride. I struggle with pride. Okay? And pride's a sin. Pride's an abomination to God. All right? So I'm just going to use that since it's easy. All right? I'm not getting too many people's tater patches because everybody struggles with pride. Okay? And I do. So I'm gonna put pride here, all right? Now, I used red for, that's not an accident. I could have used black and it probably showed up better, okay? So I wrote pride here. What does the Bible say? Though your sins be as scarlet. Isn't that interesting? Why did God use the word scarlet? Why did God use the word scarlet? Scarlet means what color? Red. Very good. All right. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. I've always wondered, why didn't God, you know, what's the color we always use for sin? Black. Black. And that is, that's what we always use for sin is black. It's bad. You know, and in children's church, that's what I normally use, okay? You can't get too complicated with doctrine, okay? It's just, it's bad, it's black, okay? But though your sins be as scarlet, and there's, if you go into that whole concept, that your sins be as scarlet, they should be, there's really neat, but we're not getting into all that today, okay? But you know what the Bible says? I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember them, okay? So let's say this board, and I wrote this bigger so you could see it, but let's say this board represents our life, okay? Now remember, there are certain things in life that I believe that God cannot use you for because of certain decisions that we make. And that's true. Okay? There are criteria for certain positions. Okay? A pastor in the church has certain criteria, and if you cross the lines, God cannot use you for that. A deacon has certain criteria, and if you cross those lines, God cannot. But you know what? I have yet to find a criteria for being a soul winner. I think anybody can be a soul winner. Anybody, and honestly, sometimes the people that have the most junk here are the ones that can reach the people that have the most junk here. Because they know what they're going through. I don't know what it's like to be an addict. Okay? I don't know what it's like to be an alcoholic. I don't know what it's like to struggle with those things. But somebody that has knows what it's like to struggle with those things and knows what it's like to fight that and to try to overcome that. I don't. So in some ways, you know, a soldier, it's classic. There's a class. A soldier, a man that's a veteran that's been in the military can reach a military man better than what I can because I've never been in the military. Does that make sense? Okay. It goes down to every area of life. It really is. And I'm not just talking about sin here. A carpenter can reach a carpenter better than somebody that has no clue about the carpentry trade. Because there's certain illustrations, there's a certain connection. A truck driver can reach a truck driver better than one I can. It's true. It's absolutely true. But there's also things in life, now I'm not saying it's right. Well, I'm just going to go dabble in sin so I can reach more people. No, that's not what God wants you to do. But you know what Paul said? I am all things to all men that I might win some. And you know, I think there were, you know, Paul was a murderer. Yeah, you want to talk about blots on your record? Paul was a worse person than most of our criminals in our jails. I mean, multiple murderer, okay? He condemned people, person after person, to death. All right? But you know what? He said, I am all things to all men that I might win some. Now, did he after he was saved, did he continue to live in sin? No. He said, why should I live in sin? Why would I frustrate the grace of God? Okay? But I want you to understand that there are certain people and there are certain things that you can still do for God. Okay? I've used this illustration also. I've had a piece of wood. Now, I can take a piece of wood, Brother Don, and I can make a beautiful piece of furniture. Or I can take that same piece of wood and I can throw it under a bus tire to use it as a chalk for the bus tire. Okay? But there are certain things you do to that piece of wood that creates it into a beautiful piece of furniture. Okay? But, you know, we're going to go back to this. What does the Bible say? He says he blots out. Now, when I first started doing this, and I want you to pay attention, because there's two different ways I think you can look at this. You know, we always say, well, God washes all your sin away. Okay? Which I think that's probably, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how God looks at it. So we could say God washes, and I hope this wipes it off. There we go. We could say God washes it, and he makes you a clean slate again. Okay? Now, I use red again. The blood of Jesus washes away our sin. That's true. Okay? I believe that. But it's interesting in Isaiah and several other passages, he says he blots out our transgression. You know, back in the time of the Bible, they did not have erasers. They didn't. They used ink for everything. They didn't have pencils. Okay? They used ink for everything. So when I say, okay, I've got this sin in my life, pride. What does the Bible say? He says, blot out. You know what that basically means? You're writing with an ink pen, all right? And you dip it in the ink well, and you write, and you make a mistake. Well, there is no, you know, magic thing that you can put on there. You know, it's not like you hit the backspace button. Oops, I made a mistake. It doesn't happen. It's there. The mistake is there. You can't take it away. But what does God say he does? He blots out our transgression. Though your sins be as scarlet. What's also scarlet? Blood. Blood. So it's interesting. God says, I'm going to blot it out. So you know what that means? I'm going to do this to it. I'm going to blot it out. Now, when somebody gets this letter, let's say somebody gets this letter from the king, and they're reading along in this letter, and it's got all this nice stuff and whatever, and all of a sudden they come to a mistake. Do they know what the mistake is? No. But is the mistake still there? Yes. Now, listen. Like I said, does God wash away our sins? I really do believe he does. But in more ways than that, I think when God looks at your life, okay, when you're in heaven and God looks at your record here, he doesn't see, though your sins be as scarlet, he sees the blood of Jesus Christ. He doesn't see the pride in my life. Because my sins have been covered. Isn't that interesting? Our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. So he doesn't see the pride in my life. He sees what? The blood of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting that the Bible, I hadn't honestly put that together a lot, but that your sins are scarlet, red. You know, really, the thing that covers that the best would be something of the same color. That's what covers it the best, is something of the same color. So, you know, you've got this in your life, and we all do. We've all got blots. We can go to the book of Proverbs, and it talks about, I don't remember the exact wording, I should have written it down, I apologize, but it talks about a man commits a sin, and that is a blot on his life. It's a bad mark. Okay? It's like your driving record, okay? Some of you have really good driving records, and some of you have blots on your driving records. Okay? But that's what it is. But when God looks at our record, he does not see, though your sins be as scarlet, he sees, okay, they made a mistake. But the blood of my son has covered that mistake. You know, in some ways, I think that's where the Bible says he will remember them no more. You know, I give you, and I used one word here. But you erase something. And you know, honestly, if I cover that up within a little while, I'll forget what word was there, what mistake was there. Does that eliminate the fact that they made a mistake? No. This mistake's still there. But it eliminates the fact that we remember what the mistake was. Now, like I said, is that for sure the way? Doesn't God just wash it all away? Well, remember what I said earlier. You know, a toilet, if you use a toilet, it's a toilet, okay? Now, listen, I think that, yes, God can still use, and this is the importance of living a clean life. Because the cleaner the life you live, the more God can use you. The cleaner the life you live, the more that God can use you, okay? And it's important, you know, we can see this in the Bible. What did Jesus call the Pharisees? Whited sepulchers. Filthy dishes, if you would. Okay? The outside of the platter was clean, but the inside is all nasty. Now, I could do the same thing. Now, listen to this. I could take a cup that looks really nice. It's not a toilet. I could take a cup that looks really nice on the outside, but I could leave coffee in it. My wife always gets mad at me for this. I'll take coffee. I don't drink coffee very much, but sometimes she'll have it made or something, and I'll take it. I'm terrible about leaving my coffee cups places. Like, if you go around the church, there's probably like 5 or 6 of them, different places. And so if you see a coffee cup someplace, it's probably mine, all right? But I'm terrible about leaving a coffee cup. And it gets nasty inside. I mean, it's like an aquarium or, you know, one of those things that grows things. And it's gross. It really is. And the only time I ever really remember to go get my coffee cups is when my wife, you know, we've got like 2 left in the cabinet. She's like, where are my coffee cups? I don't remember. So I have to go look in my truck and, you know, do a search. And, you know, I got 6 coffee cups and I come back to the house that night. You know, they're all nasty inside. But, you know, the outside looks pretty good. Outside looks pretty good, but you wouldn't drink out of it, or I would hope not. Oh, by the way, you'll be proud of me. I had like a bunch. My wife came up to me after last week. She's like, all these ladies kept coming up to me and telling me how terrible a husband or whatever you were for not buying me flowers. Okay, so you know what I did this week? I went and bought her flowers. And here's the kicker. I went and bought her flowers. And then she's like, well, you're not sincere about it. So I went and spent $26 on a bouquet of flowers. And she tells me, well, you're not sincere. You just did that. You just did that because they were giving you a hard time. So $26. And they're probably already starting to wilt. $26 down the drain. See what y'all did? $26. Anyway, where did I get off on that? Not that I'm bitter about it or anything. Wow. But, okay, get back to the Bible here. $26. You know how many? I could have taken her out to eat at least like twice. Well, once, if you go someplace decent. Twice if we usually go where we usually go. So, but $26. And then I told her I was going to make her a corsage. Why would you pay for a corsage? Okay, this, I'm not going to get into it again. I'm going to get a safety pin and go get one of these flowers out here. Stick that thing through there and it'll be a corsage. All right? All right. So, blotting out our sin. Praise the Lord that God blots our sin away. But you know, the Bible says that God forgets, you know, He forgets our sin. And you know what? I think as sometimes in some ways, yeah, is it still there? It's there. But God forgot what it was. Okay? God doesn't remember. You know, I don't know if you ever remember, you know, something maybe that you did when you was younger and you got in big trouble for it. I mean, big trouble. But you know, I want to do it when you're younger. Let's do it when your kids were younger, okay? That'd be easier for you to remember. When your kids were younger and they got in big trouble for something. I mean, the whole, you know, really light them up type trouble. And you know what? You forgot about it within a couple days. Did they get in trouble for it? Yes. Did they learn something? Hopefully. But honestly, you really forgot about it. Oh, I didn't even remember. I didn't even remember that. I don't remember. Okay? But you know, I think in some ways, God is much better than what we are. You know, humans carry stuff. Humans, we don't forget. We don't forget this. We think, oh, there's pride. They may have got it right, but there's pride there. I know that person. That young person, they're just proudful. That young person's just a scorner. Well, hey, if it's under the blood, now listen, okay? If they prayed and asked God to forgive them, but then, you know, all next week, pride, 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 okay? You can't ask somebody, as humans, you can't ask somebody to forgive you if you're still doing the same thing, okay? But if it's done, if it's under the blood, okay? And you know what repentance is? You know what repentance is? Repentance is not, dear Jesus, I'm sorry for sinning. And then 10 hours later, you're doing the same thing. That's not repentance. Repentance is a turning. That's a turning around and going the other direction. Okay? That's what repentance is. Okay? How does the blotting come? Where does that blotting come from? How does God forget it? It's because you don't keep doing it. It's hard to forget something when somebody keeps doing it. Pride, 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 all the time. Well, I'm not going to forget it if you keep doing it, okay? My daughter the other day, and I don't even know where she got it, she said something. I don't even remember what it was. See, there it goes. I don't even remember what it was. I don't remember what she said. I don't know if she took God's name in vain. I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, it was something we didn't want her to say. And I said, Emily, don't say that anymore. Yes, sir. It wasn't 3 hours later. She said it again. I said, Emily, you say that again, you're going to wash your mouth out with soap. The next day, she said it again. And Rachel called me on the phone. I was at work, and she's like, Emily just said, like I said, I don't remember. And here we go. That's a classic example. I don't remember what it was. But I remember that I had to punish her for it. And so I had to go home, and I had to wash her mouth. And you know what? She hasn't said it since. You cruel dad. It fixed it, didn't it? You know, I mean, anyway, that's a whole nother. But the blotting comes through repentance. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. And it's interesting, Isaiah, if you read these few chapters in Isaiah, it's a blessing how God forgives the children of Israel of all the stupid stuff that they did. He still forgave them. And it's a blessing how God forgives me despite all the stupid stuff that I've done. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be what? Blotted out. What did God say? Turn from it. turn from it, stop it, and I'll forgive you, and I'll blot it out. It doesn't say, well, you just ask for forgiveness and then keep doing it. No. You turn from it and get it out of your life, and I'll forget it. You know what? Honestly, that's what Emily did. With a little encouragement. She repented. She turned from the error of her ways. And I forgot about it. I don't bring it up to her. Well, Emily, you remember what you did the other day? I don't rub it in her face. It's over. I forgave her. Okay, it's done. And that's the way God is with us. Colossians chapter number 2. Colossians chapter number 2. Now I know a lot of people, they use this as a, you know, we're not under the law, but we're under grace type passage. Which I think it can be. It's amazing how many different ways the Bible can really be applied. Verse number 13. Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Okay? So what we're talking about here is forgiveness of sins, all trespasses. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, listen, nailing it to his cross. Nailing it to his cross. You know what it was? There was a letter of condemnation. Because of my sin, there was a letter of condemnation. Because of my pride, there was a letter of condemnation. There was an ordinance, if you would, that was against me. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he blotted out all that handwriting, all that transgression, he blotted that out for me. And he did that on the cross. Now, wouldn't it be a shame? I don't believe in the drop. There's only enough blood in the body of Jesus for every. There's a whole doctrine about that, that, you know, there was only enough blood in the body of Jesus to save so many people. Okay, as crazy as that sounds, there's people that actually believe that. Now, I don't believe that at all. I think salvation is universal. I'm not a Calvinist, okay? And I can prove to you why Calvinism is wrong through the Bible, okay? I'm not a Calvinist, all right? But you know what? Wouldn't it be a shame? Let's say it took one drop of blood each time for you that you sinned to blot out. Every time you sin, it's like, oops, I need a drop of blood. Drop. Every time you sin. How much blood are you using? If I could put it that way. How much blood are you using? I don't know. If Jesus' blood blots out my sin. You know why I think that's why Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God? I don't want to keep doing this. Because if I do, Christ dies anew. He said something like that. Christ dies anew. I make Christ to die again. Isn't that a shame? That as Christians, we can't honor the blood of Christ enough to abstain from the sin in our life. Now, hey, I know we goof up. Every week, every day, we think thoughts or we say things that do not bring honor to Christ. I understand that. But a habitual sin that you just keep, that you just won't let go, all right? And after a while, God says, well, I can't use that anymore. Let's go to Psalms chapter 51. Psalms chapter 51. Kind of makes me think of some of my paces in school sometimes. I mean, the whole page was red. I got everything wrong. Everything. You ever have a test where you get your you get your test back and the whole page is nothing but red? Those are mistakes. those are X's. And Sometimes, you know what? God says, well, you screwed that one up. I have had the teacher before, you know, the whole page. A lot of times they'll give you, you know, the whole section was marked wrong. And the teacher's like, what do you do on this? And I showed them what I do. Wow, where'd you get that at? You know what they'll do? Here, do this again. You know what that is? That's grace, unmerited favor, okay? Psalms chapter 51, verse number 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Well, Brother Chad, that says he washes the whitest snow. I know. And I think when God looks at your record, he does not see anything. Just as clean as a field full of snow. You don't see anything. But why? Because it was all blotted out with the blood of his son. It was all blotted out with the blood of his son. Now, I want to leave you with this thought. You know, there's things in life that you can't go back and fix. We have an eraser society. We do. It's an eraser. I'm going to preach a message sometime. Living in reality, not a fantasy. We have a world that lives in a fantasy world. You know what they do? They grow up playing a video game, and they get defeated on a level, and you know what? They just start over again. There's no consequence for anything that they do in life. They get killed driving a car on a video game. Oh, no big deal. They just go get a new car. There is no consequence for it. Okay? We live in a fantasy type world. But you know what? The reality of it is that we've all got these things, times in our life. There's times in my life that there's a lot of this. A lot. I'm not proud of it. But there are times in my life that there's a lot of it. But you know what? The blessing is that God has blotted it out and he remembers it no more. He forgot it. He don't remember what it was. Now, listen. Well, good, that gives me a license to sin. No, it doesn't. It does not give you a license to sin. All right? That does not give us a license, that does not give me a license to sin. But you know what? God can still use anyone. God can still use anyone. Amen. Because remember, if he looks at it, it's clean. It's clean. If it's done through repentance, I hope you understand that. It's not about, well, I'm going to get this right, and then you go back to it a week later. Okay? It's done through repentance. It's done through a turning. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know who's here this morning. I think sometimes we get this idea of, well, God can't use me for this or this, or nobody would listen to me because I've had a bad past. That's not true. That's absolutely a lie of the devil to keep you from serving God. That's all that is. Okay? Now, don't be proud of it. All right? And let God wash it away. Hey, you know, if God forgets about it, I think we should too. I pulled some bonehead things when I was a younger person in school. Some of you were monitors when I was in school. And you know I pulled some bonehead things. I was in the nursery for most of you ladies. And you know I don't remember anything in the nursery. But I'm sure I was a terror, okay? But you know what? I don't remember. You probably forgot, unless it was something funny, okay? You probably forgot. So leave it back there. Don't keep, well, he did this. What, 10 years ago? Really? And you're going to hold that over somebody's head for 10 years? You know what that does? It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt that person, really. The only person it hurts is you. Bitterness, and you're going to hold that. You know, it's interesting. God said, I'm going to blot out their transgressions for whose sake? My sake. I wonder if God knows that if I would hold on to that, that I would just, if God, I don't know if God gets bitter or not. But he said, I'm going to, probably not, he's perfect. But I'm going to wash it away so I don't have that in my heart. So isn't that a blessing that God blots out our transgression? And God can still use you. No matter what you've done, God can still use you. And that's a blessing. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Lord, thank you for forgetting. Thank you for blotting it out. Lord, thank you for the blood of your Son that cleanses us from our sin and that blots it out, that we can't see it any longer. And Lord, I thank you for that in my life. Lord, I know there's been times, certain periods of time especially, that it just seemed like it's sin after sin and mistake after mistake. And Lord, you've just been so faithful just to blot it out and to take it away. And Lord, thank you for allowing me to be used in some small way. It's an honor, Lord, to do simple things. It's an honor to work here. And Lord, I pray that we would never take that for granted. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Help us the rest of the day. Help pastors he preaches, Lord. Fill them with your power. And Lord, pray for those that are continuing to come in and that will be here this morning. I pray that you'd work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.